Good morning. Today is Thursday, November 8th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. Thank you for being with us this morning. This is being uploaded a little late this morning. I've had a little trouble getting out of bed. For some reason, this week has just been, since the time has changed, just been having a little trouble getting up. But I want to start with Philippians chapter 3 this morning. Such a good passage and such a, well, not good doesn't describe it. Life-changing would describe it. But let's start in verse 1. I want to center on when we get to verse 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone thinks that he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Such good words from Paul, or from the Holy Spirit, and delivered through Paul. But I want to go back to verse 3. And particularly these three things. And these things are a challenge to me. As I look at where I draw my power from every day. It says this, for we are the circumcision. We are the true believers. We are the circumcision. And Paul says, these are the three things that we do. We worship by the Spirit of God. In other translations, it says to serve. We serve by the Spirit of God. We draw our power from the Spirit of God. We do the things in life. We serve the Lord by the power that He provides through His Spirit that lives within us. So we worship by the Spirit of God, number one. Number two, we glory in Christ Jesus. We glory in Christ Jesus. We find our worship and we find our adoration naturally going towards Him. We give all the glory to Him and everything that the Spirit empowers us to do. As we see those things come to pass, we don't take credit for ourselves because we know it has nothing to do with us, but it has everything to do with the glory in Jesus Christ. So, number two, we glory in Christ Jesus. And number three, we put no confidence in the flesh. We put no confidence in the flesh. You know, and we might say that, yes, we do this, but at least I can say for me that when I look at the decisions I make and I look at the way that I operate my life, so many times the things that I do and the things that I think show that, yes, I am putting confidence in my flesh or my natural ability. And the Lord quickly shows where my power comes from. He quickly shows who is on the throne. And so those three things. Are we living this today? Are we serving by the Spirit of God with the power that He gives? Are we glorying in Christ Jesus? And are we putting no confidence in our own natural ability, in our own flesh, in our own ability to battle sin apart from the Spirit of God? So in this time this morning, seek the Lord, ask Him where you are in these things. and then do them. So serve by the Spirit that lives within you. Oh, find your power. Find your power and your ability to worship and serve by the Holy Spirit. Glory in Christ Jesus. Rely on Him. Worship Him today. And put no confidence in you. Because apart from Him, we can do nothing. So put no confidence in the flesh today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your Spirit that you have sent to us. Lord, thank you that we can do everything through you who strengthens us, God. Lord, so today as we sing and as we worship, Lord, we do so by the Spirit of God. We do so by the Holy Spirit. Lord, it's the only way that we can do it. So Holy Spirit, we rely on you today as we sing and as we seek the Father. And Jesus, we find, Lord, our joy in you. We glory in you. You are our glory. Lord, you are our glory. Lord, help us, Lord, to put aside pride, Lord, and self-sufficiency. Lord, the things in our flesh, Lord, that want to rise up, Lord, may we see those for what they are. Lord, and put our confidence and our trust in you alone this morning.
Christ, hallelujah. my soul forever be my only boast is you, Lord, hallelujah. All I have is Christ, hallelujah. Jesus is my life, hallelujah.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect belief of the great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart.
Sing this.
When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, oh, would I look and see him there who made an end to my sin? Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. Is satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Yes, behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is here with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God. Oh, with Christ my Savior and my God. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we declare that this morning. Lord Jesus, you are our life. Who on earth do we have beside you? There's nothing we desire beside you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Lord, that as we declare all we have is Christ. Oh, Lord, the riches that are found in you, the riches. Lord, of your person, of your mystery. Lord, empower us by your Spirit today. Lord, help us see, Lord, our need for you. Lord, may we put no confidence in us, in our flesh. Lord, may our spirit be, Lord, be brought to, Lord, our flesh and our spirit be brought to a state of dependence upon you. We glory in you, Jesus, this morning. We glory in you. In Jesus' name, we pray.